This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم تسليمًا كثيرًا أما بعد. All praise due to Allah and His praise and blessings and peace be upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family, his companions, and his followers until the Day of Judgment. I bear witness that Allah is the only one worthy of worship, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his last and final messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Anbiya, وَزَكَرِيَّا إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْنِي فَرْدًا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْوَارِثِينَ فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ يَحْيَى وَأَصْلَحْنَا لَهُ زَوْجَهُ إنهم كانوا يسارعون في الخيرات ويدعوننا رغبا ورهبا وكانوا لنا خاشعين.
When Zechariah cried out, prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O my Lord, do not leave me childless. لا تذرني فردا. وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْوَارِثِينَ You are the best of successors. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا We right away responded to him, answered his call, and we gave him Yahya, John, and amended for him his wife, وَأَصْلَحْنَا لَهُ زَوْجَهُ إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا Indeed, they used to hasten in good deeds and supplicate us in hope and fear, رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا And they were to us humbly submissive, وَكَانُوا لَنَا خَاشِعِينَ This verse, two verses, what I would like to reflect upon with you today in our khutbah. So many lessons we can learn from this short two verses. Number one, وَزَكَرِيَّا إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ When Zechariah cried out to his Lord, prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in regard to a worldly matter with him being childless and he would like to have children. That shows you that you know what? One of the things that we need to revival in our life today is the focus on dua and believing in the power of prayers. Unfortunately today, a dua is something that became, you know, a habit, a custom. We don't put so much belief in it. We don't put so much emphasis on it. Our kids don't see that. There is one sister told me once, I will never forget that. She said, Sheikh, what I loved about Islam when I converted to Islam is because the type of relationship that you have with Allah. But I'm surprised by how Muslims don't have that focus and emphasis on that prayer. She said, for example, when I was a kid, Every time we go to bed, I would pray with my father, who was a Christian at that time. We'll kneel down by the bed and we'll pray. But I don't see that as something that I see a lot, that people pay that much attention to prayers. And you know what? This is something we should. If you look back in the time of the Prophet ﷺ, that كان دائما يفزع إلى الدعاء. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم always rushed to the دعاء. الدعاء play a major role in every step in his way. Even when he take his first step outside the house, he would say, اللهم إني أعوذ بك أن أضل أو أضل أو أزل أو أزل أو أظلم أو أظلم أو أظلم أو أظلم أو أجهل أو يجهل علي. يا الله, protect me from being misguided or misled. Protect me to act in ignorant with someone, or someone act with ignorant with me. Ya Rab, guide me and guide through me. What a beautiful dua. That's the first Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Putting his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as he goes out. The first thing he says when he opens his eyes, he prayed to Allah. The first thing he says before he goes to sleep, he prayed to Allah. Prayer is 24/7. And today, unfortunately, prayer, it became, you know, just something we do without even thinking about it. We don't give much attention to it. We don't teach our kids that this is one of the most important things to do. Yes, you need to study for the exam. Yes, you need to do your homework. Yes, you need to do all this. But you know what comes in the top of all this lust before and after and during doing all these things is to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, when you're sick, you take your medication. You go to the doctor. But before you go to the doctor, while you're at the doctor, after you visit the doctor, while you're taking your medication, you still pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The power of dua is something, it's not about, it's about you connected your heart to Allah. And what can be better when you are connected to the heavens, connected to the Almighty Allah? قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أكرم شيء عند الله الدعاء. The most honorable, noble thing is prayer, because it connects you directly to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. قيل لعلي كم بين السماء والأرض؟ قال دعوة مستجابة. So here Zakaria, he prayed and he cried to his Lord, رانا ربه ربي لا تذرني فردا وأنت خير الوارثين. Then Allah سبحانه وتعالى said, right away we answered his call. And here you need to understand that the answer of your dua sometimes comes instantly, immediately, right away, and sometimes is delayed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides the answer based on his infinite wisdom, based on what he sees the best. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't do things in this world according to our wisdom, to our desire, to our timeline, to what we want. He do it according to what perfect sense. كل شيء عنده بمقدار. Everything done according to a perfect measurement. The time, the portion, how it comes, the way it's done. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have his wisdom and reasons behind all these things. So I want you, one of the reasons for your dua to be immediately accepted and answered and giving what you request, when you have so much sincerity in it. Zakaria alayhi salam was not looking for, you know, just a child to boost with his children or make, you know, give him strength or no, he wants a child who carry that message, who continue to lead the children of Israel. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed kings one after another to lead them. And their kings were their prophets as well. فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ يَحْيَا. We gave him John. Because the child is hayat. Yahya in Arabic language, it means life. Because it gives life to the person. When you have children, that, you know, an extension of your life. But only if your children, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bless your children. You extend your life by doing more good. Making salah, making dua, making dhikr, making donations, you know, continuing benefit people, helping others. And you contributed to their success. And that continued to, you know, increase your life span. In a sense, you increase, still continue receiving the reward from your children. Good deeds. إِذَنْ مَاتَ ابْنُ آدَمٍ قَطَعَ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثٍ وَلَدٌ صَالِحٍ يَدْعُوا لَهُ. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, when you die, your deeds stop, except because of three reasons. And one of them, a righteous child you leave behind. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and وَأَصْلَحْنَا لَهُ زَوْجَهُ, amended for him his wife. What that means, Mufassirin rahimahullah said, his wife used to be an aggressive woman. Her tongue is sharp. Not a very friendly person. Sometimes she crossed the line. Used language is not appropriate. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mended her. It means he guided her to adopt, to become a better person. A better manner. A better wife. Loving, compassionate, good wife. Many of the Mufassirin said that. And some said, no, amended his wife, it means she was unable to bear children, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made her able to have her period and was able to bear children. And both opinions are acceptable. And no problem with both. And both, there is a benefit for us to learn. It's important before you have a children to have a good role model for these children. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala amended his wife, made her possess of the best of manners before this child comes, so he can see a good role model in front of him. So that child will be raised in a house where both are role model. It's important to choose the right woman for your children. It's important for you when you think about marriage, you also think about your children. How are they going to be? I know that sometimes we just figure that out quite late. But those who have not yet married, those who are young, those who will have children, this is a good advice to keep in mind, to give and to pass to your children. Make sure your daughter married a good man and your son married a good woman. A woman and a man that the parents, that they will be a good role model for their children. Also, you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you a children, and with children the barakah, the blessings. That's why al-Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala said, بَابُ طَلَبِ الْوَلَدْ وَالدُّعَاءِ بِكَثَرَةِ الْوَلَدِ مَعَ الْبَرَكَةِ. You ask Allah for children, but you ask Allah to bless these children, so there will not be a curse on you. It's important to think of how, you know, how important it is to be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless you with a righteous family. And among this family member is your own son or daughter. You know, this dua, لَا تَذَرْنِي فَرْدًا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْوَارِثِينَ. One of the brothers said, I was for 6 years going to doctors, going back to doctors, you know, going to clinic, doing tests. Everything looks fine. But no children. 6 years we tried. And somebody told him, increase your dua using the same dua of Zakaria. Rabbi la tadarni fardan wa anta khayrul warithin. And increase your istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. He said, I continuously do this during the day and the night in my salah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after 6 years, blessed me with children, alhamdulillah, and have multiple children after that. Another thing that I would like you to pay attention to it in these verses, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, explaining to us why Zakaria deserve to be, his dua to be answered. What's so special about him? He said, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ. They used to rush. They were hasten. They used to hasten in good deeds. They, referring to who? إنهم يسارعون. من إنهم؟ Who they? Two opinions among the scholars, and both are correct. Both can be accepted. One, they, referring to prophets and messengers. يعني زكريا and يحيى and all these prophets and messengers used to hasten and good. إنهم كانوا يسارعون يعني هؤلاء الأنبياء and all the prophets and messengers that were mentioned in the surah. One common factor between all the prophet and messenger, they hasten in good deeds. And that's something to reflect upon. Ya Habibi, my dear brothers, my dear sister, a prophet and messenger forgiven all his sins, promised Jannah. Yet he hastened to good deeds. When he see an opportunity of good deeds, he hastened to it. He never hesitant. He doubled the effort. What about you and me? Who should be hastened to good deeds more? Us. But the prophets and messengers, they are role model. They inspire us not by words, but by actions. Also, it was said, إِنَّهُمْ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ They used to hasten in good deeds, referring to زكريا وزوجته. The parents, the father and the mother, they used to hasten in good. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have blessed them with this righteous child. And that's a lesson for us. You want your children to be good, mashallah, well-mannered, successful, religious, stay away from drugs and bad things. Be a role model. Make sure that you yourself invest in the ta'a of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كان سعيد بن مسيب يقول والله إني لأزيد في صلاتي من قيام الليل رجاء أن ببركة هذه الزيادة في الصلاة أن الله يصلح ولدي. He's a great scholar from the successors, تابعين. He said, sometimes I increase my night prayer just because I want Allah to bless my children. I do extra things so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward me by making my children more righteous. It is important when you see a house where the husband and wife compete in goodness. What a beautiful scene. When you see the husband and wife, see who prayed more, who fasted more, who donated more, who read more Quran, who wake up early to Salah, who will pray earlier in the time, who prayed Sunnah, who missed Sunnah. When you have that kind of competing between father and mother, what do you think children will look like? What a beautiful image this verse drew for us. Fil khayrat, in goodness. All kind of goodness. And that's kept so general. Because people have different interests. I might hasten in good when it comes to salah, when it comes early to the masjid, reading Quran, learning the deen, teaching, giving da'wah, donating for the sake of Allah. And if I say to you, hey, everybody donate today to our waqf. You have that zeal, I will be the first to do. Waqf means endowment, just in case if you wonder what it means. Oh, have that zeal. You know what? I will be the first one. Hey, we have a program for Hifz al-Quran. Yeah, I will be the first. وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ I'm the first to submit. يقول وهيب بن الورد إن استطعت ألا يسبقك أحد إلى الله فافعل. If you can make that a rule, I'm not going to let anyone, you know, win that race. I'm going to win, other than me. I'll be the first in this race, which is the race to Allah. Sibaq ila al-Jannah. You know, I'm going to put that extra mile. Because the good news is, you know, there is no traffic jam on that extra mile that you put, the effort that you put. When good is not good enough, when you ask yourself, is good or great, and I want to be a great, I want to be excellent. When you make that choice between being good or being great, That when يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ they hasten in good deeds.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among them. وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد أقول ما سمعتم استغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا. And in the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, in the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they pray to Allah where they are in a state of fear and hope. يَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا. And also, while they are completely submitting themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with humility. And that's the essence of ibadah, a servitude of Allah, is to submit yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in humility. No arrogance. Whatever he ordered you, you said, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. Whatever he commanded you, you said, I heard and I obey, Ya Allah. I submit myself to your will, to your orders, and to your will, and to whatever you decreed upon me. I'm happy with it. I'm submitting myself to it. Even if I'm not very happy and, you know, hard for me, I know there is a greater wisdom. I know my payday is coming. I know my break is coming. And I will be patient, and I'll submit myself to your will, Ya Allah.
Al-Rahab wal-Raghab, Rahaban wa-Raghaba, also there is a difference of opinion among what it means. Some said, like what you hear, fear and hope, which is fine. But also, Al-Raghab wal-Raghab, yani you submit yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with your heart filled of fear from Allah and hope as well. To balance that. And sometimes one of them can be higher. When you're about to commit a sin, you don't have, Wallahi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala arham ar-rahimeen and he forgive me and the tawbah is acceptable. Just let me drink that alcohol or do that or watch that. No, no. At that point, you put the fear more. You repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you sincerely repent. You really regret what you did. Now you don't think about جهنم عذابا أليما و, you know, طعام النار. You don't think about that. You increase the hope. Upon death, you increase the hope. You don't go to someone dying who's a Muslim. You tell him, Allah musta'an, how many sin you have done? Now you're going to deal with all your haram stuff. At this moment, you increase the hope. الله يقول بعض العلماء ما وددت أن في صحيفتي شيء من عمل الحجاج إلا هذه الكلمة. Some of the ulama said, I never wish to have anything of Al-Hajjaj ibn Yusuf's record of deeds except this. One thing he said before he died. You know Al-Hajjaj, Al-Hajjaj, Umar ibn Aziz said, if Allah, Yawm Al-Qiyamah, says, every nation bring the worst man ever exist in that nation. And we brought Al-Hajjaj, we will beat them all. He'll be the worst of the worst. Okay? Then he said, the ulama said, I never wished anything from his deeds except one thing. He said it before he died. What did he say? شوف الرجاء. قال يا رب إنهم يزعمون أنك لا تغفر لمثلي فأرهم عظيم مغفرتك واغفر لي. يا رب, those people think يعني less of your mercy. They think that you cannot forgive someone like me with all my sin. Ya Rab, show them how merciful you are and forgive me. What a word, just right before he died. And then he died after that. That's the hope upon death. Also, it was said, رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا, يعني in a time of ease and a time of hardship. So, that's another meaning as well. What that means? It means we are consistent in our ibadah. We are consistent in our dua. I don't just pray to Allah and submit to Allah when I'm in the ease or I'm in the hardship. No, all the time. What motivates you to hasten in good deeds is the hope and the fear. The hope for the reward make you advance yourself in good deeds. The fear also make you hasten in good. الذي يدفعك إلى المسارعة في الخيرات الخوف والرجاء. أليس كذلك؟ One thing to reflect upon that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala start with hope before fear. رغبا ورهبا. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala way more merciful. Another thing to reflect upon that Allah talk about prophet and messengers that they have fear in their heart. And they have the hope and the fear. If that's the prophets and messenger have this in their heart, how come our heart empty? How come our heart and mind is not filled with that fear and hope? Allah speaks about the prophet and messenger, and he said, وَكَانُوا لَنَا خَاشِعِينَ. They submit themselves to us with humility. Today, one of us donated maybe last Ramadan a couple of $1,000s, and mashallah, make khatm al-Quran last Ramadan. خلاص يا رب كفاية كده, it's enough. I have enough good deeds for the next year. Or make qiyam al-layl, or come to Fajr prayer, or pray the 5 times daily prayer. I prayed all my 5 daily prayer today. He feel خلاص, I'm done. Or somebody memorized the Quran, or somebody just because people call him Shaykh or call him Imam or whatever, he thinks that he's all that. No, Allah talk about prophet and messenger who receive revelation from Allah. He said that they submit themselves with humility. Tawadha. Arrogant is not the akhlaq or the manners or the character of a Muslim. Can you see how much we can learn from just 2 short verses? Let's change our attitude and our way of reading the Quran to be more in depth. Connect more with the meaning. Make sure that you reflect upon the verses. See how it can impact you in your life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us and protect our brothers and sisters who are suffering around the world, especially my brother and sister in Palestine. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by His names and attributes to bring an urgent relief to them and victory to those who have been abused and those who have been oppressed and those removed out of their homes. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give them aid and help and relief and make us among those who always will continue praying for our brothers and sisters and support them and don't forget their case. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to use us in the best of ways, and also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the zeal, that you know, interest, Ya Rab. Ya Rab, give us that zeal and interest and commitment to always do what is right, to always do the best of deeds. Ya Rab, give us aid us and give us the ability to continue worship you until we meet you, Ya Allah, while you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, forgive our sins and shower us with your mercy and bless this community and this masjid and this gathering. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Allahumma aghfir lana wa li walidina wa li abaina wa dhurriyatina ya akramal akramin. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-huda wa al-tuqa wa al-afafa wa al-ghina. Allahumma arfa' an ikhwanina fi Filistin. Allahumma arfa' an ikhwanina fi al-Sham. Allahumma arfa' an ikhwanina fi bilad al-Sham. Allahumma arfa' anhum al-ba'sa'a wa al-dharra'a ya dhal jalal wa al-ikram. Wansurhum ala aduwika wa aduwihim ya arhamar rahimin. Ya qawiyu ya azizu ya dhal jalal wa al-ikram. Allahumma aghfir lana wa li walidina. Allahumma aghfir lana wa li walidina wa azwajina wa dhurriyatina wa lil-mu'minina wa al-mu'minat al-ahya'i minhum والأموات وأنزل بركتك وعافيتك على أهل هذا المسجد وجاليتنا يا ذا الجلال والإكرام أغننا يا حي يا قيوم بك عمن سواك وبفضلك عمن سواك اللهم إن غنى بحلالك عن حرامك وبفضلك عمن سواك يا حي يا قيوم وصلي وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. Today is the day of Friday and it's a day where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourage us and the Prophet ﷺ encourage us to increase our salah wa salam ala Rasulillah. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. And in the end, my brothers and sisters, just I forgot to mention something important, that as you all know, today is the last day of the early voting. Make sure your vote is cast. You know, I know you get tired of the election, I'm tired of it already, but it is important for our community to go, even if you vote for one person, even if you vote for one issue, and you know, ask if you don't know, but make sure that your name is cast. You know, ballots is more powerful than bullets. You know, and it's. I'm gonna tell you. I know you say we didn't see change. We do. It's not about necessarily your generation. This is an accumulating effort. If you don't start today, this is about the next generation mainly. For me, that's how I see it. I see the impact of what we're doing today is the next generation, not our generation. But if we drop it today, there's nothing for the next generations. The next generation will start from way bottom. So it's a long term, it's a long shot. Yes, there is a win can be in a short term, but the long term is to have an impact and a long term impact. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy and yulli alayna khiyarana wa bid'anna shirarana ya rabbil alameen. Qumu lis salah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر